In 1999, I started this website, which was called OscarWatch.com. The Academy tolerated it until I started to make money and then they sued me for copyright infringement, which is why it's now called AwardsDaily.com. That first year covering the Oscars 2000, there were 5 Best Picture contenders. Gladiator, Traffic, Aaron Brockovich, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Chocolat. That Chocolat got in there was a harbinger of things to come. The Harvey Weinstein movie was on the rise. It was considered a minor miracle that this movie almost no one saw got in. But it was the Harvey playbook that would ultimately swallow up the Oscar race, helping to take it from big movies like Gladiator to small movies like Chocolat. I happen to really like Chocolat, but I barely remember it was nominated that year. Why? Because the other movies had more cultural impact back then. They moved the needle. They were part of our collective American experience. This was partly because they were driven by stars like Julia Roberts, Michael Douglas, Russell Crowe. Gladiator was considered a throwback to an earlier age of sword and sandal movies, but it had captivated the public's attention to turn it into a box office champ. Steven Soderbergh had directed 2 within months of each other, Traffic and Aaron Brockovich, which was its own kind of publicity story that helped drive the race. They had to circulate a letter to tell voters if they wanted to vote for him to pick Traffic. He ended up winning, even though Ang Lee had won the DGA for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It was an exciting year. I didn't know back then that 22 years later the Oscars and the movies they award would be on life support. Today we have the reverse of 2000. We still have one movie that is unlike the others, but now it's the blockbuster crashing the party of smaller films. Top Gun, Maverick is everything movies used to be. Some would say, yeah, it's just all white men all the time. But really, that isn't it. Top Gun, Maverick is a good movie in the ways movies used to be good. There is a reason it made $700 million domestic and movies that might be more likely to win Best Picture couldn't. That reason is that it gives back more than it takes. It gives audiences what they come to the movies for, what they pay for. Looking back on 2000, it's easy to guess which films would have made it in Best Picture if the list had been expanded to 10 nominees. Almost Famous, Billy Elliot, Wonder Boys, Quills, You Can Count on Me. Even with a slate of 5, affection for the top films were so divided in 2000, Gladiator won Best Picture without screenplay or director. It was nominated for both, of course, but it topped the night because it was a massive hit, because back then the public mattered. Now, not only does the public not matter, but the industry bubble that delivers the Oscar race every year seems to actively disdain the public. They are of the, let them eat Marvel, mind. Gladiator won just 5 Oscars, which seems like a lot compared to today. It won because the public mattered, celebrity mattered, Hollywood mattered, the Oscars mattered. It was all socially and culturally relevant and not just something people in the first class section of an airplane might have heard about but didn't watch. It didn't hurt any of those 5 movies that didn't get in for Best Picture. Each is still remembered just as fondly as if they had been nominated. But if there had been 10, Gladiator might not have won on a preferential ballot. Probably Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon would have won, it was my favorite, I predicted it. But there is something more organic about a plurality vote rather than a ranked choice vote. I know I spent many years urging the Academy to expand to 10. I was among those calling for them to change after The Dark Knight failed to earn a nomination. I was one of the loudest voices shaking the tree about diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't regret any of it. But now the Oscars are on life support. Desperate times call for desperate measures. The question is, can Top Gun, Maverick win on a ranked choice ballot? Maybe. If Hollywood wants to survive, they would throw Oscars at the thing. Just take all the Oscars. All of them. Help save us from ourselves. The second it becomes a frontrunner to win, Scott Feinberg at Hollywood Reporter followed Variety's Clayton Davis's earlier prediction, it will become a target by film Twitter. They will hit it hard day in and day out. You just watch. They will shame voters, wreck the experience, make them want to do anything to escape their attacks. And that is partly why we are in the mess we're in. Resist Twitter and the media swarm. They do not have your best interests at heart, film industry. At the moment, Twitter believes the race is down to everything, everywhere all at once and the Fablemans, according to a poll I ran. That would bring us to the very beginning of this race. It would be much easier to predict if we were talking about a plurality choice, 5 Best Picture contenders, the one with the most votes wins. Done and done. Top Gun, Maverick would have a much better chance to win. I just watched it for the fourth time the other night with my Gen Z daughter and her boyfriend. They loved it. I was surprised that it made me tear up this time. It isn't just an action movie. It has a heart with the father-son storyline, not to mention the love story. But that isn't how Oscar voters vote now. Something changed after the Green Book apocalypse, hat tip Clarence Moy. It seems that some voters no longer feel they can vote for what they like best. They appear to be trying to do something good with their vote. Or maybe that sort of goodness is who they are now. Maybe if they aren't helping a marginalized group, they can't vote for something, they can't like it enough. I always worried The Fabelmans couldn't win because it was by and about a white man. Top Gun, Maverick has this same problem. The Academy hasn't given Best Picture or Best Director to a film directed by a white male since Green Book. 2019, Parasite, over 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Irishman, Joker, 2020, Nomadland 2021, Coda, Jane Campion. That is in keeping with the Great Awakening of 2020 that caused BAFTA to completely upend its ballot process, bringing in committees to save them from the humiliation of being called racists and misogynists. And the Oscars, the SAGs, look at what happened to the Globes, for crying out loud. Cancelled. Then trying to come back bit by bit. It has hit the industry hard. But even more than that, it has tarnished their brand, in the eyes of the public. Now they see wokeness in everything everywhere all at once, and people are just not showing up anymore. Except for this one time when they didn't. To see Top Gun, Maverick, which is an old-fashioned Hollywood movie with an old-fashioned Hollywood movie star, telling an old-fashioned hero's journey, it's like manna from heaven in many ways. You watch that movie and you think, okay, now I get why movies were invented. Me, I'm lucky. I get to see movies for free. I luxuriate in them at no cost. But for most people, they aren't free. They cost ticket buyers a lot of money and time out of their days, and they rarely get rewarded with great storytelling. They get franchise fast food, which is fine for what it is. But they need more than that. The Oscars stopped measuring box office as a factor long ago. Look at the film that won last year. It was barely seen by anyone. Of course, people would love it if they saw it. Coda was a good movie in the same way Top Gun is a good movie. It's something you can sit anyone down in front of and they will get it if not love it. But for the Oscars to matter, the public has to matter. If they're tuned in to that overall Mayday call, they will push Top Gun, Maverick to the top of their ballots. But I'm not sure that is what enough of them will do. Three movies seem like they can win. Each of them has something about it that makes me question whether it can win or not. The winner is always the movie voters push to the top of their ballot even if it isn't their number one vote. They do this because they want to do something good with their vote. Or they feel like the intentions were good, or the vibe is good or some other reason. The only thing that can't survive is if people actively hate a movie. That's why Everything Everywhere All at Once is such a major threat. It will get both number one votes and it will get the good intentions pushed to the top of the ballot even if it isn't a number one. Top Gun, Maverick might get that same kind of good intentions push for a different reason. Will it have enough number one votes is the question. As for The Fabelmans, what would drive that movie to the top of ballots? It'll get votes from those who have admired Steven Spielberg's career for decades, those who love a movie about what it takes to become someone like Spielberg. But there has to be another reason besides that. Is there pure love for the film? This would be a slightly easier call if they were voting on five Best Picture contenders. But they aren't. Not this year, anyway. The race is still wide open. We haven't even pinned down the nominees yet. Once a film starts winning, we'll have a slightly better idea of where it is all going. Usually, in the era of the preferential ballot, the big movie wins the Tech Awards, Mad Max, Fury Road, Dune, and sometimes Best Director, Gravity, and the small movie wins Best Picture. It really should be the opposite, but so far it hasn't been. If Top Gun, Maverick wins, that would change things. This week's predictions. Best Picture. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Top Gun, Maverick. The Fabelmans. The Banshees of Inisherin. Tar. Women Talking. Elvis. Avatar. The Way of Water. All Quiet. The Western Front. Black Panther. Wakanda Forever. My Next Year. Glass Onion. The Woman King. RRR. She Said. Till Babylon. Empire of Light. Best Director. Steven Spielberg, The Fabelmans. The Daniels, Everything Everywhere. Todd Field, Tar. Joseph Kaczynski, Top Gun. Maverick. Edward Berger, All Quiet on the Western Front. Alt, Martin McDonagh, The Banshees of Inisherin, Jim Cameron, Avatar, The Way of Water, Sarah Polley, Women Talking, Rian Johnson, Glass Onion, Damien Chazelle, Babylon, Gina Prince by the Wood, The Woman King, S.S. Rajamouli, RRR. Best Actor. Brendan Fraser, The Whale, Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin, Austin Butler, Elvis, Bill Nye, Living, Tom Cruise, Top Gun, Maverick, Alt, Will Smith, Emancipation, Diego Calva, Babylon, Adam Driver, White Noise. Best Actress. Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Kate Blanchett, Tar, Danielle Deadwyler, Till, Michelle Williams, The Fablemans, Olivia Colman, Empire of Light, Alt, Viola Davis, The Woman King, Margot Robbie, Babylon. Supporting Actress. Jessie Buckley, Women Talking, Carrie Condon, The Banshees of Inisherin, Angela Bassett, Wakanda Forever, Janelle Monáe, Glass Onion, Stephanie Hsu, Everything Everywhere Alt, Claire Foy, Women Talking. Supporting Actor. Kay Hoi Kwan, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Brendan Gleeson, The Banshees of Inisherin, Paul Dano, The Fablemans, Barry Cogan, The Banshees of Inisherin, Judd Hirsch, The Fablemans, Alt, Val Kilmer, Top Gun Maverick, Brad Pitt, Babylon, Michael Ward, Empire of Light, Anthony Hopkins, Armageddon Time. Original Screenplay. The Banshees of Inisherin, Tar, The Fablemans, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Elvis, Alt, Armageddon Time, Babylon, Vengeance, Empire of Light. Adapted Screenplay. Women Talking, She Said, Top Gun, Maverick, The Whale, The Sun. Editing. Top Gun, Maverick, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Avatar, The Way of Water, The Fablemans, The Banshees of Inisherin, Alt, Elvis, Babylon. Cinematography. Top Gun, Maverick, Avatar, The Way of Water, All Quiet on the Western Front, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Empire of Light, Alt, The Fablemans, The Banshees of Inisherin, Bardo. Sound. Top Gun, Maverick, All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of Water, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Production Design. Avatar, The Way of Water, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Babylon, Pinocchio, Alt, Bardo, The Fablemans. Costume Design. Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Wakanda Forever, The Woman King, The Fablemans, Alt, Living. International Feature. Germany, All Quiet on the Western Front, Argentina, 1985, South Korea, Decision to Leave, Belgium, Close, Mexico, Bardo, False Chronicle of a Handful of Truths. Makeup and Hairstyling. The Whale, All Quiet on the Western Front, Babylon, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Elvis. Original Score. The Fablemans, Women Talking, All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of Water, The Banshees of Inisherin. Visual Effects. Avatar, The Way of Water, Top Gun, Maverick, All Quiet on the Western Front, The Batman, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Share This, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, Print.